This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Certainly an exciting weekend coming up here in Buffalo's Old First Ward with the Old Neighborhood Parade. Just tell us just what the excitement level is like for you guys over at Adolph's and what the expectations are like overall for St. Patrick's Day weekend.
We're very excited about the good weather that's going to be coming this weekend. It's not how it always is in March or April or even in May. In Buffalo, I'm not a Buffalo native, but I've been living here for about maybe almost 10 years now, and we're very excited to be a representative of the Old First Ward and an established tavern that's been here for a very long time.
I know that the weather always for St. Patrick's Day can be a toss-up. It may be cold, it may be rainy, it may be snowy. I mean, but this upcoming weekend is supposed to be really nice. Is it going to be maybe one of the nicer weekends that you've seen in a while for the St. Patrick's Day Parade?
Absolutely, and we're excited. A lot of times we have outside on our patio, we have tents and heaters and so on and so forth. The heaters will probably not be required this year, which is wonderful. We expect a very... very large crowd, and of course, serving up all of our Irish food.
And what does the nice weather, especially for a weekend like St. Patrick's Day weekend, potentially mean for business for you? Is there any expectation that way?
Well, the nice weather will definitely bring the crowds out. We expect a much larger crowd down in the Old First Ward. The Old First Ward is obviously going through a bunch of transitions. As of the past couple years, and we truly appreciate everybody that supports the Old First Ward and the established businesses that are down here. We've had some businesses down here that have closed for multiple reasons, and we're excited to continue to be a part of representing the Old First Ward.
And maybe what advice do you have for people that are coming down to the Old First Ward for the Old Neighborhood Parade this upcoming weekend?
Come early. The problem is there's also a Sabres game. I don't know how. We have a 12:30 Sabres game, which is going to increase even more traffic flow down here. Parking is going to be obviously at a premium, but we have our patio set up. We got the tent set up. Food will be ready. Corned beef and cabbage, dinners, Reuben's, all of our other Irish fare. We'll obviously be running a limited menu. But looking very forward and excited, to this weekend.
Chef Robert, anything else that you care to add that we haven't discussed?
We'll be running a limited menu Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Considering with availability, of products, so on and so forth, the corned beef is incredibly tasty, very tender, sous vide cooked. We're ready to go.